Of course, every game is a big one, but this is the team that eliminated you guys last year. Maybe not revenge, but, you know, what did you guys learn from that game?
Just watching a film for myself, it seems like we were playing a good game, you know, up to halftime, and, you know, they made it one play or a couple plays here and there, and, you know, the momentum just changed. So I think we got to just go out, execute our plays early, and just keep the pedal to the metal, you know, get the offensive ball back as much as possible on defense, and defense put up points.
A lot of guys have mentioned the word plaster this week. When it comes to the receivers and Aaron Rodgers, you know, if you can kind of explain why is that so important?
Aaron Rodgers, you know, if not one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, he's so good with extending plays, you know, and the guys have so much chemistry with him. His receivers, you know, they know what to expect. They know where to be at in a route, you know. We've been watching film all week, and you see guys with great coverage, and he's just zipped the ball for 70 yards, and it's like, man, like, you know, that's just God-given. So we got to pass as much as possible, you know. On the back end for the DBs, we got to give our big guys up front time to get to them and, you know, frustrate them some. And vice versa, they get to him and we create turnover opportunities.
Certainly should be a pretty good atmosphere. You know, what do you expect from FedEx Field on Sunday night?
We need everyone to come out, and, you know, I expect it to be loud and you know, full of burgundy and gold, you know. So we just got to play Redskins football, you know, and just come out with the W.
Salute to service as well on Sunday night. You know, what does that mean for you guys and for the troops?
It means a lot. You know, we wouldn't be able to play this game we play in. You know, wouldn't have our freedom, you know, without those guys, women and men, you know, sacrificing so much that they do. And people see what we do on Sundays and think it's such a big, you know, I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but it's not nowhere compared to what they do each and every day, you know, risking their lives and for us, you know. So we're definitely hats off to those people that do it. And, you know, we definitely support them as much as possible.